Virginia is for scandals. 2018 was hot and J-Law off the market. This is what you need to know. Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Thursday, February 7th, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner. Hey, Jill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Here's what's happening, everyone.
Virginia's attorney general became the second top Democrat in the state to admit to wearing blackface decades ago. Mark Herring apologized for darkening his skin while dressing up as a rapper in college. His apology follows the admission of the state's governor to wearing blackface as Michael Jackson after his yearbook page emerged showing a man in blackface and another in a KKK robe. Meanwhile, the woman who accused the lieutenant governor of sexually assaulting her back in 2004 went public with details about the alleged encounter.
What a day. If the Oscars can go without a host, maybe Virginia can go without a governor? I mean, I don't think anyone in Virginia politics knows what the state house is going to look like this time next week. It now looks like the governor, Ralph Northam, who was left for dead, politically dead, a couple days ago, he may actually be able to survive this just by virtue of the fact that the next two Democrats in line, were he to resign, now have their own scandals to deal with. And that, of course, would put a Republican in line after them.
Last year was hot. According to data released by NASA, 2018 was the fourth hottest year on record since record-keeping began in 1880. The last 5 years have been the five warmest on record. A NASA scientist says the planet is warming and the cause is an increase of greenhouse gases.
But it's cold out, Jill. How do you explain that? Huh? No, we kid. I'm kidding, everyone.
Carlo.
I don't need emails. So look, it's the suddenness in the rise of temperatures, right, and the correlation with increasing greenhouse gas emissions by humans that's worrisome here. There's looking less and less like there's really any way to keep global temperatures below 2 degrees Celsius, which is the benchmark that scientists say is when things really start to hit the fan.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attempted to reassure allies that withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria does not signal the end of America's fight against ISIS and rather amounts to a tactical change. In the State of the Union address, President Trump said that the terrorist group has been almost completely defeated.
We're expecting a formal announcement next week, I believe, that the coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq has reclaimed all of the territory held by the caliphate. Meanwhile, a senior Pentagon official was telling Congress the other day that it's going to be very hard to continue to keep up the pressure on ISIS if there's no American troops on the ground in Syria.
JCPenney is getting out of the home appliance business. The ailing department store chain says it will stop selling major home appliances at the end of the month and will only sell furniture online. The company hasn't turned a profit since 2010.
Jill, have you been in a JCPenney lately?
Not in a couple years.
Have you been to a mall lately? It's a dark scene. JCPenney is in serious trouble. This is part of a turnaround, I guess, but
All right. Spotted yesterday, what appears to be Jennifer Lawrence's engagement ring. The photo was snapped before the actress recently announced to fans that she is engaged. So who is the lucky guy? An art gallery director named Cook Maroney.
That's a great name. You know what, Jill? This should give all regular guys hope that, you know, if Jennifer Lawrence is getting married to this dude who appears to be like a relatively normal guy, I mean, he runs an art gallery, which is cool, but it's not like he's a rock star. You know what? There's hope for all of us out there. Congrats to the happy couple, I say.
Ariana Grande, who was supposed to be performing at the Grammys, will not even be attending the awards show. Grande reportedly pulled out after an argument with producers over which songs she would perform. She says that the show does not dictate which songs male performers can sing. Now, I don't know the backstory of what goes on with Grammy performances, but interesting.
This is an interesting story. Apparently, they wouldn't let her perform Seven Rings, which is the absolute banger that we've discussed. That song rules. But, you know, the Grammys aren't exactly known for being with the times. They probably wanted her to do like a duet with Tony Bennett or something. She was like, no, I'm good.
A woman in Scotland has a very unique talent. It's actually a medical condition. She can taste something every time a word is spoken. This condition is called synesthesia.
Synesthesia, I believe.
Synesthesia, which I knew I butchered. since going public on social media, she has reportedly been bombarded with millions of requests to do it.
This is a real thing where two of your five senses are involuntarily joined together. It'd be kind of a cool party trick to be able to tell you like what your name tastes like, I guess.
Yeah. but it must be so frustrating for her.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Like, it's cool for a minute.
Yeah, for like a minute. Not your whole life.
All right, time for Love, Hate, 8, which is our Thursday segment on our newsletter. One thing we love, unseasonably warm days in February. What a treat.
Okay, one thing we hate, how about every other day in February? and you know what? I actually hate those fall spring days, like the one we had the other day when the thermometer hits 60 and everyone loses their damn minds. The worst is when it happens like late March, right? And then it snows the next day.
I will admit, I was actually going to eat outside Tuesday night. My husband and I searched around. We're like, is there outdoor seating?
Right.
And clearly we got ahead of ourselves. No restaurant had outdoor seating in February.
A few more weeks.
And one thing we ate, Brock's conversation hearts. And might I say, reluctantly, they are all over the office. And of course, we can't turn down free food.
No, we can't. These things are gross, though. This does remind me that Valentine's Day is in a week. Should I get my wife some of these nasty conversation hearts? She's already mad at me, Jill, for comparing her to that Nancy Pelosi meme yesterday.
Poor woman. Get her something nicer, Carlo.
Okay.
All right. And don't forget, you can sign up for our newsletter for these stories and more delivered to your inbox every morning at theneedtoknow, that is the2.com. And that is what you need to know on this February 7th.
Goodbye, everyone.